Chapter 11. Only Marigold, Willa, and Elliot showed up for Nori's protest meeting. Other people had after-school lessons or club meetings. Still, Aunt Margot's kitchen felt crowded because everyone brought their dregs. Dregs waddled among the bowls of chips and pretzels Nori had put on the counters. Dregs trotted across the table and hopped on the spice rack. They toddled across the floor. Willa, Elliot, and Marigold sat on the floor patting and tickling them. Their dregs had been closed up all day while they were at school, so they had probably missed learning tricks.
"People?" Nori said loudly. "People, this is an important meeting, not a dreg dash."
Miraculously, Elliot and Willa and Marigold fell silent.
"You guys," Nori said, "as you know, Glowy has been confiscated. I didn't even get to take her home at the end of the day. The school is making rules about how we can play, even during recess. It isn't fair. We have to plan our protest. Does anyone have ideas?"
"Could we yell?" asked Elliot. "All of us yell all day?"
"I think we'd get hoarse," said Marigold.
"Excuse me," said Willa. "What is our point with this protest exactly? What are we trying to make happen?"
Nori explained.
"Our point is that we should be allowed to bring our dregs to school, and that they're not... Marigold, could you please egg up Tootsie so she stops farting while I'm talking? They're not disruptive. If we yelled all day like Elliot says, we would really be letting people know how mad we are, and the yelling would show them what's really disruptive."
Willa shook her head.
"I don't think that would make Principal Gonzalez give us our dregs back. I think he would just tell us to be quiet."
"How about a fartathon?" Elliot said. "That would make the teachers pay attention."
"No one can fart on demand all day," Nori said. "I think we have to do something the teachers can't ignore. Something that makes them take us seriously."
"I think they'd take a fartathon seriously," Elliot argued.
Marigold didn't seem to be paying attention, Nori noticed. With Tootsie back in her shell, Marigold was amusing herself by shrinking a pretzel, then bigging it back to normal. Shrink, grow, shrink, grow. Instead of brainstorming ideas for the perfect protest, she just kept shrinking and growing that one silly pretzel. It was...
oh, it was brilliant. Oh my gosh, yes, that was it. Nori clapped and bounced. "Marigold, you're amazing."
"Huh?"
"We shrink ourselves, or rather, Marigold shrinks us. Yes!"
"I don't get it," Elliot said.
"The teachers can't ignore us if we're small," Nori said.
Actually, small things are easy to ignore," Elliot said.
"No," Nori said. "People, we are going to hold a shrink-in, not a fart-a-thon. A big, big shrink-in."
She turned to Marigold.
"You can grow things back now, right?"
Marigold sat up a little taller.
"Well, yeah, Layla taught me how to regrow things after I shrink them." "It's settled then. Tomorrow we'll tell the other fifth graders the plan. Then on Wednesday, we'll all meet up and shrink. Best protest ever."
"I don't get it," Willa said.
"Me neither," said Elliot. "Being tiny would be super fun. But how is it a protest?"
"I think I understand," Marigold said slowly. "It's a protest, but a peaceful one. Yelling would be disruptive, and teachers could make us stop. Farting is, well, we're not farting. But if the whole fifth grade shrinks, the teachers can't ignore us. But we also haven't done anything wrong. They can't even make us stop. None of them have growing magic."
"But you do," Nori cried. "Let's have a round of applause for Marigold, shall we?"
She clapped, and the others joined in. Marigold smiled.
"Fine," she said. "The big shrink it is."